Hello and welcome to the third episode on the Made for Baseball podcast. Today we'll be talking about the Los Angeles Angels on how they will never win a World Series with Mike Trout on their team. The first order of business is pitching, pitching, and more pitching. Dude, the Angels are desperate for pitching, man. Every year it seems like they try and sign a big free agent. And they don't get him. They try to sign Gerrit Cole in 2019. Well, we tried. We didn't get him. So guess what? We're just going to sign Anthony Rendon. Well, good for them. They spent, I don't know, shit ton of money on Rendon. Why would they do that? They already had Mike Trout. They had the big players. Their lineup was already good. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, man. They got to go out and get some pitching. Go out and get a J.A. Happ. Go out and get a Jose Quintana. Go out and get some lower-level pitching, but get a lot of them. I mean, don't go for Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer is a bad choice for the Angels. They're going to sign him to a $30 million deal that maybe a 1 year, maybe a 2 year, because Bauer doesn't like to sign longer than a 1 year. So it doesn't make sense for the Angels to go. It doesn't make sense for them to go with Bauer. I mean, Bauer, great season. He always takes 1 years, though. That's my problem with it. He just always takes the 1 years. And I feel like the Angels aren't ready to compete yet. They're not at that top level. They need a couple relievers. They need some relievers. I'm glad they fired. I think it was their GM, I'm pretty sure. He's gone. That's big thing. Good for the Angels in doing that. Now all they got to do is just replace the entire front office. I mean, come on, guys. Signing Rendon there, that was just such a dumb move. I see that as probably one of the biggest freaking mistakes that the Angels have made. I understand that he's a great player, had a great year. Mike Trout, I mean, the freaking $400 million that they're paying him, that's just ridiculous, man. That's just insane how much they're paying him. It doesn't even make sense to pay a guy that much money just to play center field and be a great bat. I mean, if you spread that out, you could get a bunch of different players and put together a good lineup without Mike Trout. There's other people who are cheaper than Mike Trout that you could put in the outfield. I mean, I know Jock Peterson is probably not a good example, but he's nowhere near. I'm not saying that Jock Peterson is anywhere near Mike Trout, but Jock Peterson, good right field bat, has some pop. I mean, he'd be a great fit. I think he'd be a great fit in L. Maybe not with the Angels. I mean, it could work. But any time that people are switching from the Dodgers to the Angels or vice versa, it usually doesn't work out. It's not really a great move. But I'm just giving the Angels some options here. Signing different outfielders. I mean, they could go out. They really need to keep David Fletcher. Definitely. The Pujols contract. I'm trying to name for bad front office things that they've done. The Pujols contract was terrible, dude. Signing that guy, it just was a bad idea. And then it's just the front office. If they can get rid of the front office, get some new guys, I feel like it could work. I mean, and then another thing, they have no playoff experience. A lot of those guys with the Angels have very little playoff experience besides Pujols, but he's going to be retiring soon, so he won't really matter. But none of those guys have really, I guess Rendon too. You guys did sign Rendon, but it's just they don't have the pitching skills and they don't have the experience to carry them there. Because even if they make a wild card, and even if they win the wild card, or if they keep the 16-team format with the extra wild card series, I don't think they'll make it out of it. And if they do, they won't make it far. It just doesn't seem like a likely possibility to me that they will make it far at all. Shohei Ohtani, they relied on him too much, man, to come back and pitch after Tommy John. They probably dealt with it too late, too, the Tommy. He let it drag on for too long. He probably shouldn't have even been hitting last year. Because his arm was already hurting. That's why he wasn't pitching. I mean, it just if they weren't relying so much, and they brought him back way too early. That was so early to bring him back from Tommy John there. And they knew, they had to have known that he wasn't throwing hard in his bullpen sessions. There had to have been some signs that he could not pitch at a competitive level anymore. Something had to have been different from when he came up in 2019 or 2018, whenever he became came up. There, it just it doesn't make sense for him to drop off that hard that quickly, unless something else happened. Unless he re-injured his arm. I mean, unless he was still injured, it just doesn't seem like that likely for him to come back and pitch that bad after being out for so long. Something else had to have been wrong. And then again, the money they're giving this big contracts, just big bad contracts. And I think the solution to that, getting rid of the front office, number one. I don't think Joe Maddon, I mean, he's a great, don't get me wrong, great coach. He might do good for them, might not. It's up in the air. It looks like he probably will do pretty good with the Angels. I just feel like they need to give him a bullpen. They need to give him some starting pitching. And I feel like that could probably push him to the edge to maybe get to a World Series. But my problem with that, I don't think it's going to happen in the next 10 years because I feel like they're just going to keep making shitty decisions. Well, that's going to do it for today. Thank you guys for watching, or actually no, excuse me. Thank you guys for listening. I'm thinking this is a YouTube channel. I don't know why, but I just want to say thank you. I mean, I got a couple extra listeners last night, and that made me really excited. I felt like a little kid again. I still am a little kid. I don't know. Who knows? Just thank you. This is really exciting to me. I've been having a lot of fun doing this right now. Talking to a lot of my friends. It's been fun. I just want to say thank you. Thank you again, and I will see you guys next time.